and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you through the island nation of Sri Lanka. I greet you in the drive time hour. I'm grateful to God for the chances that we get to share the word and to share the truth and just to talk with each other. Because, you know, one reason why God, over this course of this last window of time, has just kept giving me stuff in the drive, has just been because one thing you got to realize is that God is not confined to a building. He's not confined to, any man-made structure or man-made institution. He chooses to dwell in the hearts of those that walk with Him. And, from that place of connection, from that place of relationship, He does amazing things in and through their lives. So, rather than... I know from a human standpoint, structure makes sense. Structure gives continuity, gives consistency. It lets you know, what you need to expect the next time that you come to do something. And it provides, a degree of stability in life, in what otherwise is seemingly an unstable life, an unstable existence. I mean, if you think about it, what truly can you count on in your time and your window year? It seems like so many things are out of control and going on, and in the middle of that, people get sick and they get older and people die, and so there's all kinds of stuff going on. And people in the middle of that, they want consistency, they want continuity, they want to know what they can rely on. And the thing is that this is where, too, people get stuck, because they start relying on ritual rather than on relationship. And, here's the thing. Rituals are, they're useful for giving a certain degree of meaning and purpose. They're useful sometimes for people to be able to clarify and understand certain principles, certain points. There can be a value in certain rituals that people do, because they show and teach things. And during, for example, the Old Covenant, there was a lot of rituals that they had in temple worship. And the thing about it was, in what they ended up doing, it ended up exemplifying and showing a lot of spiritual realities. Because at that window of time, man was limited in his relationship with the Father, because the Spirit of God, though God chose to dwell among them in the tabernacle, He did not dwell in them like He does now. The Spirit of God would come upon people, but now the Spirit of God flows from within. And, that's part of the new reality that we live in Christ, is the Spirit of God literally is within us and flows through us. Out of our bellies flow rivers of living water. That's what's happening right now, even while I'm talking to you, is life is flowing forward from within. You know, I had a friend told me not too long ago, they just, because they listen in here, and they said, it amazed them that we could do this and be traveling about in a truck and sharing these things like this that are helping people. And, the continuity, the consistency of thought, all of that, no notes, no, no drawings, no diagrams, no, opening 3 points, closing, all of the things, the way that they teach you should properly do a sermon, everything like that. All that's out the window. But the thing is that it's not me. See, the Spirit of God flows through His people, even as He flows through me right now. He gives the word and speaks through those that are willing and yielded unto Him. This is where you understand that it's not us that does the work, it's His Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So God works through vessels yielded unto Him for His plan and purpose. You know, that is His method of operation in the earth at this time. Now, He'll accomplish His purposes and all kinds of other things, but that's who the people that are working in collaboration with Him, that are flowing with Him. Life is flowing through them because they are in step with Him. So, you know, that doesn't mean that just because God speaks through somebody that they've got everything figured out. Now, here's another thing, too. It's very easy for people to exalt somebody more than what they are. You know, I know that Paul struggled with that a lot of times, because people would start exalting Paul and Peter and, you know, Apollos and different people. And even Peter had to write and say, look, who are these people? But, you know, just messengers by which you heard the message. But, you know, one man plants, another one man waters, but God causes it to grow. And so, you know, the people that do the work, they just do the part that God has for them. That's it. But the rest of it is up to the Father. And He does an amazing thing through them. But it's not them. It's just them walking with Him. Because they have a life path that they're working out as well. Even as I have a life path that I'm working out as well. Does that mean that, you know, His children do everything perfect? Absolutely not. You know, some of the most amazing saints of God that I know in this day and this age are beautifully flawed people. You know, they are beautifully flawed human beings that have yielded themselves to the Spirit of God, and God in His goodness chooses to work through them. But, you know, if you are looking for a perfect person to be able to give you whatever it is that you're looking for, that you need, you know, hey, sorry to tell you, that's not going to work. The only perfect person is Christ Jesus. That's the point. That's why our faith is in Him, not man. The only perfect person is Christ Jesus. So, you know, if people are looking to a pope, look, he's just a man. He's just a man. That's all he is. If they're looking to a priest or a rabbi or whatever it is that you look to, an imam, look, they're all people. They're all people. Every human being on the face of this earth is flawed. You know, some people may have a bit more discipline than others. Some people may have a bit more self-control, a little bit more personal drive, personal initiative. But every person is human. And in that humanity, in that fallen human nature, they are limited. They're limited in what they can do. They're limited in what they can say. They're limited in the solutions that they have. They're limited in their resource. They're limited on every side. But when you walk with a limitless God, His life now becomes yours. His plans and His purpose for you now becomes your goal, your desire, your will. When you pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, you are yielding your will to His will. You're putting down your plan in exchange for His. You know, that, for a lot of people, is part of the dying process of dying to self. You know, you have to let go of what it is that you wanted for yourself in order to receive what it is that God has for you. The dying to self process is a difficult one because it does involve a real death. But see, here's the advantage though. When you've died to self, nothing in this world can hold you. You know, nothing in this world can keep you. It can't. Because the world has no hold on a dead man. If you have died to this world, the world can't hold you. You've passed on. See, you are dead to this world and alive in Christ. You know, some people are just dead. They're double dead. They're dead. They're dead, dead. They've already, what life there was in them has been exchanged for position and power and a one run around the track in this world. And so they've done that. And now they're just empty. And that, even that whatever vessel is still there is, you know, a haunt for demonic power and demonic forces just jumping in and out of that person. You don't even recognize the person that's still there. You know, it's a sad state when a person just is gone like that. Because also that demonic that's inside that person chooses to lash out at the children of light. And I'm sure you've experienced that when those that are given over to the devil lash out, stalk, attack, do all sorts of negative things against the children of God. I'm sure you've experienced that. And, you know, look, it's just par for the course. Does that mean that you have to stay in that place? You know, that whole, you know, whip me and beat me and, you know, make me pay for walking with Christ. No, you don't have to stay in that spot. You know, but you'll experience that for a window. But, you know, you just walk through it, you adjust, and you move on. God also desires that His children would have some wisdom in how they walk through this life. You know, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but you need to have some wisdom. And wisdom comes from God. You know, an understanding heart. You know, right now, we live in a day and an age where knowledge is readily available. You have access to knowledge at an unprecedented level in the history of humanity. If you want to know something, there is knowledge available. Like, it's absolutely incredible what's available right now. But when it comes to wisdom, when it comes to understanding, this actually, there seems to be less of that in this day and age. True wisdom. Because, you know, wisdom is a gift from God. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't know, if you don't have wisdom, if you don't have application, if you don't have an understanding heart, it's not going to do you any good. You know, by God's grace, I get the chance to meet lots of different people. I meet people that know a lot. They know a lot, but they understand very little. You know, they don't understand what's important in life. They don't understand what's really needs to be done. They don't understand what true priorities should be. If they did, they would live their lives very differently. If they did, they would approach things differently. If they did, they would speak to people differently. Look, just your own behavior, your own conduct would be very different if your priorities were set to eternity. And you should set your priorities to eternity, because that's where you're going to end up spending your life. This life, when it closes, and it closes sooner than you might think, once this is done, your eternal dwelling place will be set based on your time here. So doesn't it make sense to focus your life and your efforts, your energies and all that you are on that which is actually important, that which is actually going to last? You would think so, wouldn't you? But a lot of people get stuck in temporal thinking, carnal mindset, short-term, me, myself, I. They miss the adventure that God has for them. You know, the other thing too, God does not intend on cheating you out of life. You know, I know a lot of people, they get scared about following Christ because they think that if they do, that they're going to end up missing life and missing, you know, the things that are important. And the thing that people don't understand is that God, Jesus Christ came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. He wanted you to actually have true life. Not to take it away from you, but to actually give it to you. You know, what he does want to do is take away the false life, take away the illusion, take away the thing that's killing you, take away that which would destroy your soul. Yeah, he does want to take that out and give you something real and something far better, far superior. But part of that process is dying completely to yourself, dying completely to the world, dying completely. And there's a big difference between 90% and 100%. There's a big difference between being 90% dead to the world and 100% dead to the world. You know, there's a huge difference. And, you know, once you have died to the world, that's a state of being. That's a place where basically the world can offer you nothing to ever turn your back on Christ. The world can offer you nothing to ever step away from what it is that he has for you. You actually want his will. And in the process of wanting his will to be done, you see his kingdom come in your own being and in the lives of those around you. Because his life flows through you. And if it flows through you, it's going to touch a lot of people. It's going to touch all kinds of people around you all the time. Even when you don't feel like it. Even when you don't think about it. You know, for example, even before we started taping this thing today, I really didn't feel like doing an audio. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't feel like it. But, you know, God's Spirit quickens you, quickens me, and said, hey, just open your mouth, I'll fill it. That was God's promise. That was God's instruction. So, am I open? Am I willing? Yeah, of course. All right, sure. Let's talk. You know, do I feel like it? Did I feel like it? No, I'm a bit tired. You know, a bit weary. But I know the God that I serve. And I know that if he has something for me to say, he'll give me the strength, the energy, the stamina to say it, to deliver that message clearly, because I don't do it in myself. I do it because he would choose to speak through me. So, hey, I'm open for it. And Lord, have your way. You know, there's victory in that. Because it's not down to your individual efforts. It's not contingent on what it is that you do and say. It's what it is that he does and says through you as you yield to him. And that is a moment by moment state of being. That is a day by day blessing that was intended for you. Your God intended that you would be blessed, that he would bless your life to make you a blessing. God intended that you would experience and know truth, and that that truth would set you free. You know, too many people live away from truth. They live in the lie. And then when the lie doesn't work out for them, they get mad, they get upset, they get angry. You know, you don't need to get mad, upset, angry, anything like that. You know, all you got to do is, if you got a place where things are struggling, just stop, align yourself, bring your requests before God. Many times what he'll do in those situations is he'll just speak to your heart and just show you where you are. He'll show you where you're at. He'll show you what needs to change. You know, I know that recently, you know, for myself, there was just some stuff that I was upset about. Brought it before God, prayed about it for a while. God showed me, hey, you need to make a life change in this particular area. And, you know, instead of complaining and whining and, you know, just struggling with things, I just stopped, asked the Lord, sought his counsel, and made a change, adjusted, moved on. And, you know, since that point, hey, there's been a lot of freedom, a lot of peace, a lot of cool things happening, because rather than just sticking around getting mad and upset and going on like that, you adjust. And if you adjust instead of complain, you then can move from a place of a problem to a place of a solution. See, God wants you to live in solutions. You know, I do firmly believe that the people of God are solutions people. That they have solutions. They have solutions to the world's problems. They have solutions to a healthy, functioning marriage. They have solutions to healthcare. They have solutions to all kinds of stuff. You know, but it comes from the Father, because He is the one who gives solutions. He is the one that gives answers. I mean, Jesus was the ultimate solution. He was the ultimate solution. Jesus solved the problem of man, the impossible problem, I might add. Man being cut off from the living Father, from the living God, for all eternity, because of sin and allegiance to the world and the divide that was created from that, where no man could come back from. No man could make that work. And from the very start, every child that's born in this world was born tainted and corrupted. So there was no way to bridge that gap until Jesus. Jesus came into this world and set things right. And in the process of coming into this world and setting things right, He started us on a journey. A journey of faith, a journey of restoration, a journey of peace, a journey of incredible accomplishments, a journey where your life is blessed on every side. And you see the hand of God at work in your life. And you can thank Him because you realize that He has done this in you. That it's not you yourself, but it's Him doing that in you and through you. You know, and God will bless and take care and watch over His people. And God will bless and take care and watch over you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything. All you got to worry about is, well, actually, you don't have to worry about anything, period. But all you have to do is place your heart and mind in the kingdom. Keep your eyes focused on Christ. Put your eyes, face them towards the Father. You know, the angels in heaven constantly behold the face of God. They are always seeking to, keep their face on the Father. And by that, they're constantly receiving a flood and a free flow of His life into theirs. You know, God has called you to keep your eyes on Him, so that His life can flow in and through you. You know, the eyes are the light to the body. God wants to flow through that light and flood your whole being with life. That light to the body, He wants to flow through that, flood your whole being with life. You know, God wants you to live and to flourish and to thrive, and to do it in His name. And for those that see you doing it, He wants them to also know too that it is not restricted, it is not limited, that God will receive any of those that would choose redemption in His name. God will receive those that seek Him. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And God is created the way and the path for each and every one of us. And all you have to do is receive it. Receive that gift of eternal life that comes in Christ Jesus. If you receive it, it's yours. And you can continue to walk in the power of God that you've been destined for, that others have walked in as well. You can continue to walk in that, where life is not based on your human limitations, but life is based on the Word of God. When He speaks, you do. When He lifts you up, you appreciate it. And when you go down and something happens negative, you still glorify and worship God, because you know that He's in control. And God is in control of your life. God is watching over you, and He has you. know that the Father that loves us has us. The Father that loves you has you. And He will take care of you. He surely will carry you through all the days of your life. So with that, you know you don't have to worry. Just trust Him. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. With that, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Or you can also write us on our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix and you'll find us. Hey, we love you guys. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you again really soon. Okay, bye.